Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
The Burt Show.
Our listener Chelsea here has a long-time family mystery on her hands and came to us to do a background check. We have made this offer to you guys. We got somebody. We got a PI that can do all the background checks you want. You ever want to use it? Hit us up at theburtshow.com. Chelsea wanted to use it for her family. Hey, Chelsea.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Okay, what mystery did you need solved? I could tell you in advance we have already solved it.
Okay, so my uncle, he's in his 60s. He remarried a couple years ago, and his wife's name is Caroline. She claims she's in her late 40s, but something doesn't sit right with me. And I swear to you, all of our cousins have gotten together. And there's just, we know she's lying about her age.
And why is this so, like, why can we not let this go? Why is this so bothersome to you that a woman would lie about her age?
Well, because we're supposed to be family, right? And we want to look out for our Uncle Steve. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I want to do the Burt Show background check to find out if she's lying. And it's going to be my gift to my cousins at the Christmas family get-together.
Oh, that's such a cousin gift.
It is a cousin gift.
There's something mischievous that happens with people that are kind of like your siblings, but not totally. My question for you, though, Chelsea, is she lying up or is she lying down? Like, do you think she's actually older than what she's saying or do you think she's younger than what she's saying?
I think she's older, way older.
Than what she's saying.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if you lined up 100 women and they're going to lie about their age, it's going to be probably younger.
And
right?
And so is it just strictly based on how she looks? You guys are like, there's no way she's in her late 40s. This woman is definitely like in her late 50s, maybe even 60s.
Yes. It's like her neck wrinkles, her hands, just the way she talks.
What do you mean? She's like, hey, nice game. What do you mean the way she talks?
Like, I've never heard of before.
Okay.
When she told everybody what it was like to live through the Great Depression, they kind of figured out that she probably was lying about her age.
How dare you rat me out?
I know.
See? Okay. All right. So the mystery is on. You came to us. You said, hey, can we use your PI to get to the truth of her age, right?
And again, you don't want to tell your uncle about this. You don't care. You just want, you and your cousins want some hot tea to sit for the holidays.
Oh, yes, because we know we're right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
This would be
this.
A tremendous family gift. All right. Show director Tommy, what have we done?
All right. I reached out to my PI friend who I worked with years ago in Miami, and she still does stuff for the Burt Show. She is a wonderful resource because she dove deep on this one. And
okay.
I'm just going to cut to the chase. Carolyn is not in her late 40s at all. She is in her 60s.
Carolyn.
It's a Christmas miracle.
So, wait, no.
God bless us, everyone.
The reason I did that so early is because there is a lot more.
What?
To this.
Okay.
Well, before you disclose, Chelsea, you just wanted to know if she was lying about her age. She's 1,000% lying. She's 1,000% lying about her age. Now you have the gift to give your cousins. I'm just letting you know, whatever else Tommy is about to disclose, you're going to have that information. Information is power. Do you want that power?
Of course, 100%.
Yeah. Think of what Tommy has already said as the big present. Okay, that's the finale present.
Oh.
All right, we are going to open the smaller presents.
This is going to be like the little present and then that you were thinking was the big present, but then you open another one and it's like, bam! Bigger present.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, smack us in the face.
This is like a background check infomercial because... But wait, there's more.
This is like when Tommy walks into Bucky's and he thinks there's only two types of brisket available, but there's actually seven.
That's an analogy.
If you knew anything about Bucky's, you should have used jerky because there are like 100 jerkies on the wall.
You're so silly, Abby.
How
You're
could
so
I get this wrong?
Silly.
All right, what you got, Tommy?
Okay. In addition to finding out Carolyn is old AF, the background check also uncovered that Carolyn has been married not once before, but two times before.
Did you know this?
No.
I'm guessing by the gasp that no, you did not.
I don't know how RPI found the next item out.
Okay.
But both of the previous husbands that Carolyn was married to.
Don't say it.
Both suffered heart attacks.
No.
Probably from all the stress of all this lying.
And died just a couple years after they got married.
Let me just say,
Carolyn and Uncle Steve are coming up on 2 years.
That's just coincidence.
Yeah, right.
Causation is not correlation. Or correlation, whatever the word is.
So,
I caught myself though. You corrected. Because you know what I knew? I knew when I got home, my husband was going to be like, you're an idiot. So, you weren't going to have to wait.
My question is it possible that Uncle Steve, her beloved uncle, is married to a black widow?
Like, this is coincidence.
There is another thing. Carolyn.
Piece of gossip for my cousin, but now this is worrying.
No. RPI earned her money that we don't pay her.
Yeah, I mean, and there are 12 days of Christmas.
Carolyn,
so here we go.
RPI, she found out that Carolyn recently sold a house that she owned in another state. And we're even wondering, does Uncle Steve know about this house and the fact that she sold it? Because she moved in right with Uncle Steve right after they got married. So does he... No. Do you know, has she ever mentioned to him, do you know if he's ever said anything about her own in the house?
No. She's not even mentioned her ex-husbands.
Oh.
Mm.
Okay.
What would you, I would, like.
I mean, if you're part of the family and you've been around for how many years? 2 years?
No. I would, like, for her to mention to him, yes. But you all are assuming all families are close and all cousins are close. I never even hardly ever see my cousins. So.
Y'all?
I wouldn't expect somebody to disclose that they had two ex-husbands to me.
I feel like the ShamWow guy today. Because wait, there's more! Our PI found yet another disturbing fact.
What?
Now, you said you were a little iffy on the husbands.
Yeah?
Our PI found out that Carolyn was the sole beneficiary of her previous husband's life insurance policy.
Well, I mean, that makes sense. Right.
That's a given.
Yeah.
Other news, people breathe air.
Yeah. Fork found in the kitchen.
This doesn't necessarily make things crooked.
Mm.
You wanted more.
I'm just saying.
Your speculation is through the roof.
You may want to surround Uncle Steve with a force field this Christmas time.
Put him on some low-grade aspirin.
She's like,
just start microdosing his water.
Yeah, put a little Lipitor in his cereal.
Yeah.
All right, so you came here for one thing, to find out if she was a different age, and we have definitely solved that for you. She's roughly, she's old enough to be one of the figurines in any one of those little mangers that you have in a house.
She's the old AF Black Widow.
So, and you learned a lot more about her, but you got your present.
Yeah.
She's way older than you thought she was.
Oh, my God. Thank you, guys. But also now I'm worried, but now I have so much to tell my cousins.
Hey, I would say this. If she brings a dish to the holiday get-together, I ain't eating it.
Bye, Chelsea.
The Burt Show.